You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
A lot of things to get to on Mystery Crate. We have Billy. We have Juju. We have Lucy. We have Jeremy fresh off his honeymoon. Can we give a round of applause for Jeremy and his honeymoon?
That was your honeymoon?
Yeah, that was my honeymoon.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
How about love?
Love's great, guys.
Isn't it?
I highly recommend falling in love.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
Now, the love thing makes me think of the fever dream that Lucy was talking about that I'm still trying to figure out if it's real or not. Like, I don't want to invest the time for the J-Lo movie. You weren't there, Billy. She spoke about the J-Lo movie and how it was, there was space, but it's not a space movie.
No, she's not in space. She never goes to space.
She doesn't go to space ever,
but her guardian angels are in space, and they're in this, like, space orb. And her guardian angels are Trevor Noah, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Sofia Vergara, Jane Fonda, Post Malone, and they're all individual, like, zodiac signs.
Are they in costume?
Like, yes. But they just sit and they have meetings about J-Lo. But she's not J-Lo in the movie. Her, like, character name is, like, the protagonist, like, it's not J-Lo, and they have meetings about.
The more I hear about this movie, the more it's insane.
It is batshit crazy. There's a scene where she's like walking on glass, and then she gets really muddy, and then they're putting rose petals into a machine, and there's this bird that keeps showing up, and she dances in the rain, and she meets her younger self, and there were a lot of things going on, and it was. And she spent all her own money to make that.
How much did she spend?
$30 million.
Damn, that's insane. I heard it was like one long music video, though, right? Like, that's kind of how it felt, because it was only an hour.
Yes, but it's like you guys know when Kanye West did the My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, like his sort of like music video. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing album. But he sort of did like the music video that there was all the songs sort of like a movie. Right. It was kind of like that, but it felt more like a movie in the sense it was like more dialogue heavy. Like you would go, like Kanye's, it felt like it kind of went song to song to song.
Like Lemonade.
Yeah, but this went a little more like random spots of dialogue. Like there's a point where she's meeting with all her friends and they are telling her about how she has, you know, problems picking people who she wants to be with, and then she goes and she tells every single one of them what's wrong with them. It was very rude. And then she goes and talks to Fat Joe, her therapist, about it, and he's like, yeah, girl, you got to get it together. And then she starts crying, and then she ends up in a glass house, and then she gets out of the glass house, and she ends up back in the factory again but the factory at first was really messy, and then the factory's really pretty, and then she ends up on the top of the roof with younger J-Lo, and younger J-Lo says, I didn't get enough love as a child. Aww. And J-Lo goes, from your parents? And she goes, no, from you. And then J-Lo starts to cry because she said, I didn't love young J-Lo enough. Right. And that she's not loving young J-Lo enough. And then they embrace. And then her and Ben Affleck ride off in a motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
And that's
God.
Pretty much how it goes.
Billy, Batman. Your thoughts. You've been investigating what the scenes are of the movie.
This film is one component of a three-part, $20 million self-financed multimedia project that examines and plays with Jennifer Lopez's life as a serial romantic and includes the album This Is Me Now and the Greatest Love Story Never Told documentary.
So the album flopped.
So are those are the other two components of this three-part thing?
So it's basically her last album she released 20 years ago when she was engaged to Ben Affleck. And now that she's back with him, she feels re-inspired by love. So she released this album and said, I want to make this movie for this album. And then she said, you know what would be better? What if we film a documentary about me making a movie for this album? I understood the movie better after watching the documentary and hearing her sort of explain it. It still doesn't make sense and it still wasn't very good. But Yeah, and the album hasn't done very well, and she had a tour, and she's had to cancel a lot of the dates for the tour. Because
yeah, they gave away free tickets at the Heat game. Like, what? They gave away free J-Lo tickets to an entire row at the Heat game because they're not selling.
Where the concert's here?
Yeah, Kaseya Center.
It's crazy that she was, like, doing the halftime show of the Super Bowl 4 years ago and, like, was a
Shakira.
Giant act. No, but, like, if she would have gone on tour, it would have been, like, a huge act.
She asked Bad Bunny to be in the movie, and he said no.
Okay,
he's very busy right now.
He's not, because he had to cancel his concert in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, because it wasn't selling well. So he canceled his tour.
Of course it's
stuff.
Minnesota. Go ahead.
I know how J-Lo can make all that $30 million back. She can put a $5,000 movie out. Just recap your experiences with Puff Daddy and your relationship with him. Oof, that mother trucker video and that movie would do platinum numbers. It'll go across the globe. J-Lo, holla at me. Oh. I see you, sis.
Executive producer, Juju Gotti.
If hey, I'm to watch these three things, what order should I watch them in? Like, should I watch the documentary about the movie first so I understand the movie, or is that going to spoil the movie for me?
I don't think the documentary was very the movie's 66 minutes long. Mm-hmm. The documentary is like an hour and 45 minutes.
Follow up. Should I just ignore it all?
Yes.
I would watch the music video because I think it'll do, or the music video movie, I think it'll do my explanation justice, and it just doesn't make any sense, and it's really odd.
I almost like the idea of you telling me what it is, me never seeing it, and just being like, oh, it was weird because Lucy just explained it like she was... like on drugs.
Well, see, I want someone to watch it so they can come back and be like, she explained that perfectly.
This is disappointing because
I feel like Billy can do it.
I liked Shotgun Wedding, and I liked her movie with Maluma. I forgot what that one was called. What was that one called? Marry Me. That was a good movie.
Did Maluma speak any English in it?
He speaks English. I don't remember. I mean, it's like 3 years ago.
You remember something from 3 years ago?
No.
I know who Maluma is. I'm not sure if my brother Taylor over there knows who Maluma is.
Maluma is a Hispanic artist.
Singer, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, my boy's locked in, dude. Wow. My boy listens to Bad Bunny. He has no idea what he's saying, but he's locked in.
Yeah.
Dang.
One of my favorite artists.
Thank you.
Consistently on my Spotify top artist.
Hey. I feel like if I watch This Is Me Now, right? Is that the movie that we're talking about?
No, I think the movie's called something different.
Yeah, no, the movie
This Is Me
this is
dot, dot, dot,
yeah,
now.
Now.
Oh, yeah.
Because the first name of her album was This Is Me Then, which it feels like that should be... I don't know.
She travels. She time travel.
Yeah. There. So, well, she goes into space. Well, she doesn't go into space, but space.
Neil deGrasse
Tyson. Space looks out for her.
Space goes to her.
Kiki Palmer's also one of her space guardians.
I'm not there.
Okay, but like, here's the thing. If I watch this just to talk to you about it, I feel like I'm not going to see you for like a month.
Yeah.
Like, so.
But you could text me. You have my phone number.
Okay.
Right.
So I would watch the J-Lo movie. I wouldn't watch the documentary because the documentary is just like her making the movie. It is a little funny because you get clips like her where she keeps talking about how her hair was crazy when she lived in the Bronx and how she used to live in the Bronx and how one time when she lived in the Bronx, these things happened. And then she also talks about how she's from the... Oh, the whole thing is incredibly self-serving. Like, half the movie is her... or the documentary is her being like,
dude, it's J-Lo. Of course it's
I'm opening, I'm doing like things that have never been done before. There's also, it makes me so uncomfortable, but there are a lot of scenes with her like talking with Ben Affleck and she always calls him Poppy, but she says it how I say it, like really white. Mm. So, and it's so.
Her Spanish isn't
she's
great.
She's just Jenny from the Bronx.
Her Spanish
guys,
isn't great.
On,
her, Ben Affleck's Spanish might be better than hers.
Yeah, she's.
Ben Affleck's Spanish is amazing.
Yeah.
He's funny in it because amazing. You can tell that he's like not thrilled with the project and he's like, J-Lo just, she's like more public than I am and I think we should keep our relationship private, but she wants to tell people. And he was the one who was like, she's like, this is the greatest love story never told. And he's like, well, you're telling people.
How much is J-Lo worth? Can somebody do that?
A Google lot search of money.
$70 billion.
Like, for you to finance something that is absolutely dog shit and put, like, 20
allegedly.
Million bucks in it. Allegedly. I haven't seen it.
How do you, like... How
I
you,
see 400 million.
How do you make your money back on an Amazon Prime movie?
So my thing is...
The Puff
is like,
Daddy documentary.
She might... Well, so, like, it's sort of about her previous relationship. So she has
There's
multiple,
no way she talks about Diddy, no, right?
She doesn't say any names specifically, but she has actors who represent her former partners. And so I'm assuming she's actually going to make money back on this because it's been so bad, the press of it and the, you know, conversation around it, that it made me watch.
But
and it's made
even
several
when it's bad,
people,
it's good.
It's but made like, several people watch.
I actually don't understand the industry. Like, how do you make money off of something that goes to, like, a subscription?
You think that that's going to... Well, first of all, Amazon pays you to...
store. Like,
no, I know. I'm assuming there's a fee at some point, right? But like, you're not getting paid based on views.
No, they pay you to be able to stream it. I'm sure she had some sort of relationship with Amazon on the front end, because if she self-produced it and nobody else really wanted it, then that's how that ends up happening. But it's probable that she thought that this movie would then lead to, okay,
a tour.
Everybody's going to stream the album and everybody's going to come to my tour. Yeah. So I'll spend the money on the front end, but I'll make the money back up on touring. And that's the opposite of what's happened.
Oh, it's 100%. She originally, she talks about it in the documentary. She had a like a financial backer and someone who wanted to buy it. And then they backed out last minute. And she was like, no, this is too important.
Yeah. Linebacker?
So
backer outer.
She running, kept paying for
running
it.
Running backer?
That's it.
It's a weird watch.
It feels like I got everything that I need. I think the audience got everything we needed. Like, I don't think they need to watch it because you did such a good job explaining it.
Is it weird that I talked to Taylor about this?
About this specific thing?
Sort of related to this.
Okay.
I was in on A-Rod and J-Lo together, but I'm out on each of them apart.
Agreed.
They are the best couple together.
They were perfect but together apart, because they deserved each other.
I'm kind of like, I'm not super interested in either one of them individually, but together I loved it. Even while knowing, like, this is fake.
Oh,
it makes
man.
Sense.
They wasn't in real love? I thought they was in real love. I thought
so, too.
Look, after watching the movie, it doesn't seem like she was in real love with anybody. She was just in love with the idea of love.
But is that. She, is
the
she
hummingbird a, told
that.
That
I believe.
But what about that, young J-Lo? Who does she love?
She J-Lo, nobody, because old J-Lo didn't love young J-Lo.
Oh, my God.
It's hard for her to love others if she doesn't love herself.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of the movie.
So young J-Lo had to come forward. And you know what? They were building a mechanical heart symbolism.
So
she danced in the rain symbolism.
God. So how does Ben feel about being in this movie where she's like, I don't actually love anyone, including myself?
He was very like, oh, I wish we would keep our relationship a little more private.
Yeah.
And he's in the documentary quite a bit. He's in the movie, but only when he shows up at the end and like half his face is cropped off.
Oh.
And then they run off on a motorcycle together, and then that's the happy ending. Also, he's in the movie as a random news anchor that just appears like randomly in the background. It's like, breaking news, love doesn't exist anymore. And that's Ben
Affleck.
That's
a story.
Damn. Yeah, but he looked totally different. I had no idea it was him as the news anchor. And then he's in the documentary quite a bit because he like helped her with like the writing and stuff, which like I wouldn't brag about that. But,
yeah. Did you guys like Geely? I liked Geely.
It didn't
they
have
talked about it in
reviews.
There.
It, no, it had terrible reviews. That's why I watched it. And I was like, this is fine. This
I didn't
terrible.
Watch it.
It was fine.
Oh, we should watch Geely together on the Tony show coming soon.
What is this? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Isn't it like him and her did a movie together?
Yeah, Geely.
It's just for
I didn't watch
older
it.
Guys. Yeah, it was a bad movie from back in the day. It got made fun of.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, no, everybody like crapped all over it.
Yeah,
like it was a giant bomb.
Yeah,
but it wasn't terrible. Geely.
That's what I was just about to ask.
What's the artist or the piece of art from somebody that you like that wasn't good that you'll stand on and be like, no, this was good because I like the artist? Like, it could be an album.
That's
it could be
a
movie.
Question.
That's a really good question.
But you're like, this is my guy. This is my girl. I support what they do. Even if this was kind of shit, I still support it.
There's lots of, like, musicians in particular where I'm like, we're good. No more new music, please.
Wow.
Like, let's stick to the old
only
music.
The old stuff.
I'm good.
Who?
I don't need any
name
more.
A name.
The Billy Joel special.
I'd be perfectly fine. And I don't want this to be viewed as criticism. I do not. I will say this right now.
I know where this is going.
You do not know where this is going.
I know where this is going.
Write it down on a piece of paper. You don't know where this is going.
Right,
write down the artist right now. You don't know where this is going.
Continue.
You're full
of
ass.
I know why he writes that. I understand why the people sitting here, like Greg Cody yesterday, had trouble keeping this mic in front of him. Because it smells like burp and nickels. Like, this microphone stank as hell.
Here.
My bad for that visual.
Give me a piece of paper.
Burp and nickels.
That's gross.
You think that you know that where this is going, and I think
how about
that,
you use a real piece of paper instead of a napkin?
I think that I know where you think this is going, and it's not where this is going.
I think you saw what I wrote.
No, okay. I didn't.
This so is like the Mentalist.
Yeah, we both. Odds.
So I think that you think that you know where this is going, but this is not where I'm going with it.
Okay, so on the count of three, are we going to read or are we going to show the audience?
This is who... This is
who you're writing, who you think I think you're talking
no,
about.
No, I'm going to say who I think first, and then we'll reveal, because then you can't switch it up, and I can't switch it up.
I don't even have
over.
A pen, so.
Okay. I'd be perfectly fine if Rihanna never made any new music.
Wow.
Ever. I kind of think she might not.
I was so close to
I love
that.
Rihanna so much.
Damn.
Rihanna, like, my first dance was a Rihanna song.
Really?
It was.
How beautiful. I love love.
Love Rihanna. I'd be perfectly fine if she didn't make any new music ever again. And she puts on a great show. I'd be fine with no new music from Rihanna.
You ready?
You want to reveal?
Yeah. Three.
I'm just going to show the camera. Pitbull is who I assumed that he was going to put. Yeah, he put Pitbull. Here's the crazy thing is that Pitbull, he just put out a song with Dolly Parton like recently.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. It was great.
It's getting rave reviews.
He cool because he went, Dolly.
Hey.
Dolly.
Well, it's really like Dolly. What are you trying to do there? Dolly redid 9 to 5, right? And she just like added words and
then
stuff.
She like said words.
Yeah,
like
she
it was sort of a rap.
She did a new song.
Salute to
Dolly. With Pitbull.
They both did a new song, but because he said Dolly, but also Dolly. You're blaming me for his pun?
It's layered. Right.
What was that for? And salute to Dolly looking incredible at this
unbelievable
age. Oh my God.
Chris Cody would
aspire to be. He ain't the only one.
What?
Oh, what
he said it on the air.
Oh. Welcome to Mystery Crew, by the way.
Hey!
Guys, I have a situation. I'm going to filibuster so everybody can think of the artist that they stand on.
I got mine already.
You have yours already? How about the rest of the class? Anybody?
I don't have mine yet.
I felt like you guys objected to Rihanna.
I don't disagree with you,
I didn't
actually.
Mean it as an insult in any way.
I think it's insulting.
I'm just very happy with what she did.
Right.
And by the way, like she has an empire that she's built outside of music.
Fenty is like
Fenty's
the biggest
amazing.
Brand crazy. In the world almost.
Right?
It's crazy.
Crazy. She doesn't need to ever record a song again, ever go on tour again. Like she's set.
Yeah.
She is set.
Also, if I was Taylor Swift, I think I'd retire.
If I was Taylor Swift, I'd run for president this year.
I would never run for president, ever.
How old is she?
Why would I want that headache?
She's old enough.
Four.
Five? She'll be fine.
35.
No, she'll be fine next election. She'd be an idiot to run for president.
Yeah, there's no point.
But she can influence the result.
I think Taylor Swift could win.
Which is better than running.
She could absolutely
win. Yeah, no, she could win.
Yeah, for sure.
I would never.
But I don't encourage that. You know, it's a serious office.
What a headache.
So
exactly right.
Being president of the United States. Why?
For what?
To do what?
No, thank you. I'm good.
And none of us want to.
To have half the world hate me. Have the other half, whatever. Like, who cares?
Right.
She made like over a billion dollars from this tour. Like, just
damn.
Chill for like 5 years.
Nah,
and then
man,
come
the
back and then
stop.
People.
She can
stop.
Sleep when she dead. You feel
she's
me? She
a capitalist queen. She
I know.
She's
crazy.
All that
yes, she is.
She is going to do everything.
She's
going to
capitalize on everything.
Yeah,
man.
She's got a new album coming out, I believe, next month.
Yep.
Can't wait.
And she charges for everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She is really just, she you, makes a lot of
American,
money.
Even as a Swiftie.
American made, huh?
She is
American
so
all the way
American
through.
Made.
So who's the artist or art that you stand on, even though other people think it's bad?
Anything new from like the Foo Fighters because you know sometimes like Pearl Jam a little bit but like grunge it had its moment, it's kind of fallen off. I think that they still like some of their stuff is still like pretty decent, but like I don't care, you made such good shit in the 90s and early 2000s,
so
like,
you'll still go back and listen to it.
I will still go back and listen to it. If the Foo Fighters are in town, I'm going to go see them.
Yeah.
If Dave Grohl walked in here right now and said I need a kidney, bam, scalpel, here you go.
Wow.
I feel that way about
Love
Green
him.
Day a little bit, where Green Day keeps making music and I, you know, you like a few of the songs off their records, but I would have been fine if they stopped making music after like 2009. Same with like Fall Out Boy. They did not need to keep making music after 2008.
Can I ask the two of you a question? Because I feel like you will have the answer for me. Explain Red Hot Chili Peppers to me.
I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I know, explain
and
it.
And I saw it's
Lucy likes it more than I do. I'm somewhat indifferent about Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers is like you're in high school, you go to the beach, and it's like there's like four or five of you in the car.
Smoke weed for the first time.
And then there's like someone's we really got to listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers. And you're like,
what's some Red Hot Chili Peppers song?
Well, we got to vet it, number one, or it leads to a lot of headaches. I learned that the hard way a couple
Vomiting
years ago.
Too.
But
Danny California.
That's
not as helpful as you think that was.
Not great.
Wasn't helpful. You know Flea, the guy that goes to Lakers game?
I
know
Flea.
Oh, Flea. I read Flea's book. Very good.
I some blood.
Oh, Flea.
I know that.
Put a shirt on.
Oh, that's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, but it's like, but that's all of the songs.
Yeah,
like that one that he just did is every single one.
They're all very similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heavy gloom. Okay.
By the way, I tried to. They are, their new stuff isn't great. Actually, there's a few songs that I think are really good. They released a song a couple years ago, Sick Love, that's really, really good. It's like a very, like, it's weird. I really loved them when I was like, my sophomore or junior year in college, got crazy into it. And then my little brother did it at the same time, and it feels like it's just a weird thing you really get into. I saw them in concert back in LA, and they're a phenomenal live band. Like, they're really good performers.
So are they a phase?
They feel like a phase. Like, I don't dislike the Red Hot Chili Peppers anymore, but it's not what I actively listen to.
There are definitely people who, like, listen to them at one point in their lives and then let it go, and then will nostalgically be like, oh, yeah, remember those songs from when I was 20?
So what, I guess, we already have another game that we're playing, which is, like, something that someone you liked had that you were embarrassed about, but you'll, like, stand by because you like the person, mm-hmm. right? And if you're listening, you can tweet at all of this stuff so we can continue this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what other, like, musical acts are a phase? Like, this is a phase in everybody's life that they like this group or whatever.
Maybe Soulja Boy Tell 'Em, like, the dance.
Ooh, yeah, but that was a moment in time.
Yeah, like, that was a moment in time.
That's a moment in time. Like, I don't think people are going through a Soulja Boy Tell 'Em phase now. Like, I mean, there's not, like, no. Sophomore year.
I can speak on behalf of white people.
He's big Draco now.
I'm saying, like, for, like, Atlanta. In Atlanta, there was a time where you snapped your fingers.
Yeah.
Do your step.
And every song had
a
dance. I feel like the dancing era was a
no,
era.
But that was an era. That was a moment in time. I'm talking about, like, a phase. Okay, so, like, a phase is, like,
something that everybody goes through.
Someone everybody goes through, but at different times. So, like, right now there's kids that are growing up that are like 7 years old, and like by the time they're like 24, they've gone through the phase.
So for white people, it's
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
For white people, it's the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Every one of us at some point is at least exposed to it, and then.
But there's people
and
that have
it rocks. No, is that what it is?
There's people that haven't recovered from Beatlemania.
So right, and that's they my little sister. So my little sister,
I still love the Beatles.
She went through the most intense Beatle phase I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, it just happened when she was in elementary school. She started just only listening to the Beatles. She showed up wearing Beatles stuff every single day. She would wear a Beatles shirt every day. She had a cardboard cutout of John Lennon in her room. She was like, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And it was, oh my God, they would keep that thing in the basement every time I'd come home.
Yeah, I'm good.
And so the Beatles phase, I think, is a really good one.
Yeah, I had multiple Beatles posters in my room. I had a John Lennon poster. I went to Abbey Road on my honeymoon.
Again, I don't know if this is 100% true.
Was it blocked off by walls or something? No. Or that was a picture of something else?
Yeah, no.
I thought you put up a picture and it's like, oh, there's construction there.
Yeah, so there's like Abbey Road is like, it's just a street.
Yeah.
And then you can like cross the crosswalk where they shot the photo for the album cover. And then Abbey Road Studios is blocked off on its own because they still use it as a recording studio for artists now. Like, a lot of really popular artists use Abbey Road recording studios. Actually, Foo Fighters have used Abbey Road recording studios. Mm.
What's the name of the band that Kurt Cobain was in?
Nirvana. That's another
one. Stage?
Yeah, that could be. That's a good one because that's like the perfect. You think that you're getting into like grunge because they're the representation of grunge music. So you go through that phase of like, yeah, I listen to really cool grunge music. But really, if you don't go beyond Nirvana, then it's like you're listening to Smells Like Teen Spirit and that's it. I definitely also did a Nirvana phase.
I went through the Nirvana phase and I got so into it, I bought Kurt Cobain's diary and I still have it.
Hell yeah.
It was really
not his actual diary.
Well, not the actual.
That would have cost you a lot of money.
That would have cost a lot of money. But I like read his diary, which felt really invasive that they sold it.
Right.
And it's really dark.
Are you in a phase now?
That's a good question. Yeah, I feel like I'm a pretty like hyperfixation person. So I was in a really big disco phase like 2 months ago. I'm less disco right now.
Okay.
But I'm always a little disco.
More panic?
I'm always 100% disco.
Wow.
I love disco. That, like, I went through a huge like funk disco phase like over the last like year or two, and I never really liked it before. Right. And then I went crazy into it.
The picture I have is Lucy listening to like Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah.
In a smoky room.
Right.
The question smoke. I don't know what kind of smoke, but smoke with like a disco ball and like a bunch of weird stuff.
And John Travolta. Just
I went
swinging her.
And saw. Whoa. So I went and saw George Clinton in Parliament, and that's the band that's We Got the Funk. Gotta have that funk. And that was one of my favorite concerts I've ever been to because George Clinton is old. Like, he's in his like 80s. So he came out there and he was like, and Parliament's all a bunch of like rotating people. So it's a young like group. So there's a bunch of young people going out and he's standing there dancing. I'm like, hell yeah, George Clinton, let's go. And then after the first song, he got too tired. So they had to roll an office chair out for him. And it was like an office chair like this one. So he just sat in the middle of the stage and just spun around in this office chair, clearly bought at like Staples. But it was a really good show. I was the youngest person there by a lot.
I was gonna ask what was the difference in age between the youngest person and then you?
But we were probably, and like I had friends who liked that music too, so we were probably the youngest people there by like 20-30 years. But it actually works out pretty nice for me because when the old people I like come into town, I can just go see them pretty cheap. Like, mm-hmm. I saw Bob Dylan. I was shocked I knew one of the songs.
Dylan's still with us?
Yeah, I didn't know either. I thought he was.
Killed Bob Dylan?
I like him.
Look, to answer the question on my end, this is a very
hold on, niche. Give me 1 second. Oh, it's not on. Taylor, can you turn on Dance SFX?
I'm sure.
Dan SFX.
Totally worth it, by the way.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me one more second.
White woman. White.
That was actually...
Right? I felt spot on with that one, right?
I was about to say my person is Lil Wayne and Young L.A.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys.
And Lucy.
It is time for everybody's favorite segment.
You betcha.
You're not bringing the energy.
Yeah, I'm
Taylor.
Not an energy. Like, I'm not an energy guy.
One more time.
Also, I'm in this position right now. I'm producing.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not a star. I don't want the ball. I'm trying to pass it to Lucy. I'm passing it to Billy. Right. I'm dishing it to Juju.
Wow. Nice. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I'm keeping the rails
on the rolling.
I'm keeping the train on the track.
Yeah, I'm glad we got a second go at that.
But You Betcha is sponsored by DraftKings. Stay tuned because you'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show.
There we go.
DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Hey!
You Betcha, this week we are going to the Premier League.
Okay.
It's a top-of-the-table clash.
A top-of-the-table clash, bruv.
Yes, that's what I need, the translation.
There you go.
Arsenal, Man City, at Man City. Man City, we're taking Man City, -110.
Okay.
If Man City wins, they will leapfrog their way to the top of the table that Arsenal currently resides at.
Okay.
We're betting on City to get all 3 points in the game. And that was you.
Salute to my Arsenal, bruv.
Betcha. Billy, I need...
Betcha.
You can't complain about the energy and not give me the...
I think, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I think You Betcha's a parlay.
We will...
It's not a parlay.
Lucy is saying it's not.
I don't think it is.
I'm pretty sure Mike usually has a couple different picks in there, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, he was dumb and he got sick, so Taylor's in charge.
Well, how sick is he if he's texting
me? I saw him yesterday. He was perfectly fine.
If he's texting me, how sick can he really be?
Well, I mean...
If you've got a problem with it, bro.
How about we throw a little quid on Haaland to score? How about that?
City to win. Haaland to score. Yep. I love that.
Do you even know what you're talking about, bruv?
He doesn't.
No, I have no idea, but I pull Haaland out of you nowhere.
Salute to Haaland.
Hey, yo. All right, Billy has a
game.
Is it a game? Is it really a game?
Well, if, it's a game, if it's a game, if you guys play along with it, but we still haven't also gotten into the things that you guys are embarrassed that your favorite artists have done.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten to that, I don't think.
Yes.
And then we did phases. We got through that one. And then we have another question that I have to ask later on.
I also have another question later on.
Okay. Write down your question. I'm going to write down my question and see if it's the same question.
Oh, it's on the side.
Okay. So I was looking this up and I ran into this person because this person, don't look.
I'm not.
I ran into this person because I was looking up one of the J-Lo movies and this person showed up on the IMDb and I go, I know that person. I was like, never would have guessed their name. Not once in my life. And this is one of those people that will show up in like movies randomly. You may not even know what movie you know this person from, but you see just this person's face.
Yeah.
On the
and
big
you're
screen.
Like, I know this person. I'm going to give you the name.
Okay.
And if any of you know what this person looks like,
no,
I'd be shocked.
No. Don't give us a name. Show us the picture. Put us to the test.
No, but he says that we'll never know the name.
You'll never know.
So if we know the name, then we can put the name to the face.
You're right. Never going to guess his name. Do you know? Does any of you know who Justin Bartha is?
Of course I know who Justin Bartha is. Are you serious? Never heard of him.
Okay.
I know who that is.
But look at this. You know that guy from movies.
Is it the guy from The Hangover?
Oh, yeah. He's right. See?
Look at this guy.
Guy from The Hangover?
Yeah, he's from The Hangover. I think he's from like the National Treasure movies.
Oh,
like,
this is
it's Alan. Yes. It's Alan from The Hangover.
Yes.
No, it's not Alan.
No, Alan is Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, it's
oh boy, you were way off.
Yeah.
Damn, you had
but
it,
I knew it was The Hangover. Yeah.
Right.
I got a little too cocky.
No, I got a question for Lucy.
He's Nick Cage's assistant in National Treasure.
Not yet.
He wrote
great
movie. Great
remember?
Job.
I love those movies.
I love those movies.
When they said they weren't going to come out and do another National Treasure, I was made upset.
That's one of those that they say every once in a while, like, we're going to do another one, and then they don't.
Nick Cage
just
a ton of
shit movies.
They said
they're not going to do it.
They decided finally?
Yeah, they said they are not doing another one.
Nick Cage has a lot of stupid spending habits. I'm not going to close the book on National Treasure right now.
That's true.
There's always a chance that he's going to need to get bailed out of some stupid decision he's made.
No better joke than... You know, throwing a couple of Miller Lights with the boys and then looking around at the table and being like...
You start touching things, seeing are there secret
we're
compartments
steal a
in this table.
Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
So good.
You start figuring
every single
it out.
Time it hits.
It kills every time. You got a couple of Miller Lights. Hey, you know what we're going to do? Steal the Declaration of Independence. Everybody's like, yeah!
Lucy, have you seen The Kingsman? I think we talked... Did we talk about this last week on air or no?
We've talked about it at some point.
Not.
This may have just been a thing we talked about here. I watched the third one.
It's hard to...
The third one was... Yeah, there's more than one. No, when you watch one, you're like, this is good. Then you see the second one. At the time, I had only seen one.
Yeah.
I went through and I saw one and two.
Yeah.
Surprise Channing Tatum appearance. Actually, we talked about two.
We did.
I got back and I saw three. Three was a prequel. Terrible.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with the first two. Yeah. It was basically like, how do we make money off of this franchise? And then also, let's randomly throw in a backstory that involves Rasputin and Hitler.
It's absolutely rubbish, bruv. It was. I agree.
There we go.
I have a question for Lucy.
Yeah. Yes.
So, my sister Lucy be out on the road all the time. Salute to
off-roading.
Oh, my God. Her and Rose be killing it. But there's a lot of drunk, aggressive people you come across at these places. So, what's the proper way to greet Lucy Rodine for a person listening? And they're going to see you this weekend in Albany, maybe, to see Caitlin Clark. They're like, I want to talk to Lucy. What should I come up and say?
Hi. I would just say hi. I don't really like... We haven't dealt with like terrible like aggressiveness. There were a few moments at the Michigan game where like it was after they had won and they were like pretty bad. But I usually just like when people say hi. One time though, I was flying and a lady just took a picture of me sitting waiting for the airplane and then just sent it to me. And I said, I really wish you would have just come up and said hi instead.
Don't do that, guys. If you hear that, don't take a picture of my sister and send it to her.
How'd they send it to you?
Like it was
Twitter,
they tweeted it to me. So I'm sitting there, and by the way, my posture's pretty bad, so it was not very
and
good
did you
photo.
Did you talk to this person after?
No, because I was sitting and they didn't have like a name or picture. It was just like whatever, some like random Twitter account.
No.
And it was like, look who I see at the airport. So I had to like look around and be like, who's taking photos?
What's the
of
angle?
Me?
Yeah.
It was. It was not a flattering photo,
so not,
and I don't look good when I travel.
So that's not the move to answer Juju's question.
So yeah,
don't
that's
do
not
that.
The move.
Okay.
People don't come up to me that often, which I actually kind of like. Sometimes when they come up to me, I get a little overwhelmed. So yeah.
Nice. We are so proud of you.
But to be clear, not overwhelmed in a way that she doesn't like or appreciate you guys and the fans. Like, she's not annoyed by you and doesn't dislike you, and she's not too good to say hello to you.
Yes, thank you for saying that. But, yeah, like, when I'm in the middle of a conversation and sometimes people will come up and I'm like, oh, buddy, I was talking. But that's okay because I'm so grateful that you guys recognize me and that you're kind to me. And I love when they compliment my outfit.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
a couple people came up to me in Iowa and they didn't know who I was and they just said, I like your outfit. And that meant so much to me.
Okay, but also don't be creepy with it, I would think, right? So, right. Like, if someone's like, hey, I like your sneakers, that's, like, okay.
Yeah.
But then if someone's like, I like your, like, yoga pants, and you're like, well,
okay,
yeah, that's
buddy.
Weird.
Hose
yeah.
off.
Yeah. Yeah, like, where's the, yeah.
The greatest compliment I ever got was one day I was in a Target, and, like, this girl had to be 10 years old, and she came up to me, and she was like, I really like your outfit. And when a kid tells you that, you're like, you mean it. Right. You wouldn't just say that. You mean that so much, and I'll never forget it.
Oh, man, we're going to never forget you.
What? Is she dying? What's going on? Are you okay?
Where is she going?
Lucy,
you're
okay?
Dying.
What's happening?
I'm going to Albany, which might be worse than death, so I don't know.
Like, when you go to these places that are, again, respectfully, in the middle of effing nowhere.
That's not respectful.
Respectfully. And I could have said something
We got off
worse,
to a good start. Say that. Say the
no,
worst
I can,
thing.
No, I can't.
Say the
I
worst
can't.
Thing.
No, I can't. I can't. So when you go to these places that are very far from population.
Remote locations.
Good, yeah, good spot.
As long as you say respectfully, you could say anything.
Exactly.
No,
respectfully.
You cannot.
Respectfully, when you're in the middle of fucking nowhere, respectfully, mark that. do you have a hard time, like, finding things to do? Or is it like, I'm here in Albany, like, let me go to the diner? Like, what do you do?
Well, most of the time our schedules are pretty packed, so we don't have a ton of time to, like, go do fun stuff. And when we do, when we are somewhere cool, I usually try to, like, book the flights in a way that I can extend the trip. Like, when we were in Seattle, I was able to add, like, an extra day or two to actually go do fun stuff. When I go to these college towns, we usually fly in Friday and leave Sunday. And Friday, I just, like, love walking around the campus. I'll go inside the buildings. I'll go in classrooms. I'll go wherever the doors open. Mm. And I really like seeing it, and it's really nice, and I get my steps in. But like when I'm in Iowa and I have a day off, honestly, you're usually so exhausted from like the work you've done the day before that you just like chill, and it's fine. But the cool thing is, like, going back, everything is so cheap in these towns. I went to a coffee shop and I was like, I'm just gonna get a bunch of stuff because I'm probably gonna be hungry half the day. I got two bottles of water, a large latte, a breakfast sandwich, and like a little croissant. $20.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
It was awesome.
Talk about the Wi-Fi connection in most of these places though. That's the only thing.
Oh my God. Like, if you go to like any sort of college town on a college football Saturday, good luck. When I go into Iowa for the weekend of a college football game, by the time like I get there Friday, there's no signal in the entire city.
Fudge.
Did you guys previously talk about Wi-Fi? Because if not, that's like a very specific question. Yeah. That's a very strange question.
I have to send Juju clips from these like games, and I always have to be like, hey man, I'm so sorry. It is not going to be a simple process.
Man, because sis be out there getting such good views, and she be at the actual, in the thick of it, and I know that Wi-Fi connection.
It's terrible.
I've never asked someone how's the Wi-Fi on a travel.
Really,
I love
you're
it.
Not hip, really.
No, I know. I
just,
that's fair.
You're hip. I'll take it back. You're
it's
hip.
Okay.
You're hip. I think you're very hip.
All right, you're hip as hell. You just didn't know about the Wi-Fi situation. Yeah. It's all good. Moving on to lighter topics. I have
not. I have a question.
You were gonna go. I was letting you drive there.
I have a question. Hot debate topic. And it's really a nonsense topic because it's not gonna happen, but.
Oh, I know.
The big three offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play 8 games, potentially 2 playoff games. Now, if you look at how the season would play out, she would miss 2 WNBA games.
The W.
Of the Fever, like by their schedule. She'd miss 2 of their games.
Allegedly.
If this happened.
If they take her number one, you never know.
If they take her number one. But I believe that her salary as a number one pick, obviously not including endorsement money, is like $75,000 or something like that, right? So if you're her, do you take $5 million for 8 games and miss 2 games? Knowing, obviously, as her career goes on, she's going to be making more than that, right? But at that rate, it would take you 60 years to make if you make $76,000 a year, to make $5 million.
But not her, though.
Not her, though, because she'll have the endorsements and she'll make up the money in other ways, right? But do you even consider that $5 million offer? Because what could potentially happen is you have a washed-up 50-year-old that's playing in the Big Three, or you have some sort of joker who's going to make it their mission to just try to embarrass her and try to make it
or
look
foul or crap
exactly
out
right.
Big Baby Davis.
So do you take the $5 million or do you
Big
not?
Baby Davis comes my bad, straight there? My bad, bro. Big Baby. Drive by straight on. Sorry, Big Baby.
Big Baby's probably been in the Big Three.
No, he has. He has. Yeah. I don't know why he's getting attached to hard foul there.
Big Three's fun, by the way. I saw Big Three one time when they were down here.
I was there in person.
It was fun.
Right.
Talk to Cube.
Lucy, would you take it?
If I'm Caitlin, my first priority is winning the national championship for the university.
Well, yeah, no,
that's all I care about right now.
We don't care about that right now.
Okay, yes. Okay, but.
That's the most important thing. Once she wins her natty, then we can have this conversation. If I were Caitlin, like, I'm assuming she's probably making well over $5 million from her State Farm deal alone, not counting the other deals she has.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily the best move to make as a rookie in the WNBA, especially when, like, Caitlin very clearly has a target on her back, and you've seen that in these tournament games, and I think she'll have a target on her back when she goes to the WNBA. She's the most talked-about women's basketball player in a really long time. She could get away with it because I also think because of the star power she's bringing that she can probably do whatever she wants.
I don't think the WNBA could tell her no.
They would cater to her. I don't think she'll do it. It just doesn't really seem like a Caitlin move to do that.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe next season, maybe just not her rookie year. But yeah, I don't foresee her doing that. But I know that right now her only focus is winning the national title. Amen. And that's
it. Feels like if it's not now, it's never. Like, if it's not with this offer,
Big Threes.
Because Jaylen Brown, he stepped up and showed people that, hey, professional players can come here and make some money. Well, no, he don't think he made no money. They can just come there and be supported.
Sure.
I think Caitlin, if she does decide to do that, she will be philanthropic about it. I think she'll keep maybe a couple mil and then disperse that million back into women's sports. You feel what I'm saying? So there's ways.
So hold on. You have her playing in the Big Three, but then taking some of the money she made in the Big Three and then donating it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that actually tracks.
Yes, for sure. I think she would donate at least half to maybe most of it.
She donated a ton of her money that, like, from NIL earnings from the last postseason run to the Iowa Food Bank.
Sure.
Because she's a great person.
But she also knows that she's got more money coming in.
Yeah, she's got so much more coming in from sponsorship.
The problem is, if you're, respectfully,
oh boy,
you're one injury away from your athletic prime being taken from you. I'm not putting on anybody.
That's the thing. It's 5 million guaranteed.
It's not like I'm a scientist and I can be a scientist till I'm 900 years old.
Well, I'm assuming she has a lot of money.
I've got 10 years to make it happen.
One of her investment deals is with like a financial company. Like I'm assuming, and my girl business major, so I trust her.
It's crazy to think that you could just be like, no, thank you, to $5 million.
I'm sure she says no thank you to deals all the time.
I know. Right. That's crazy. Because
Fox was going to offer her an NIL deal to stay in college that I'm assuming probably would have been in that ballpark.
Wow. Right. We're just hearing about this one.
Yeah.
Because Ice Cube involved.
Well, Ice Cube came out and confirmed it. He's like, well, we didn't want it to come out until after the national champion, but now it's out there. So, it's true.
Yeah. And like, that's a good investment.
It's a great move by them. Yeah. That would be huge for them.
Oh, I mean, ticket sales alone, they'd make up everything that they're spending and just press. But
they should look into a Big Three women's. League.
It also legitimizes them in like a strange way when like, and I don't like, I'm saying this respectfully, they're doing it as like a look what we did. You know what I mean? It's like, it's almost like a sideshow type thing that would be the sideshow, the rare sideshow that legitimizes
your
league.
It's almost, and again, it's not at that level, but it's almost respectfully. It's almost at the Leo Messi to MLS, right, where it's a league.
Okay,
cool, now MLS is fine.
Listen.
Then you bring somebody of that stature.
He doesn't take MLS seriously, neither am I.
Oh, okay.
When he starts taking those games seriously, then I will.
If Big Three is able to land Caitlin Clark in a monster like coup, like that's a big deal.
Hell yeah, bro.
No, it's a huge deal.
But Big Three needs her more.
Yes,
100%.
Just like the MLS needs Messi more.
Talk about it.
The last thing I want to see.
WNBA needs her.
100%. So it's a bidding war.
I need her to win the national title.
What nobody wants to see is Michael Beasley coming down the lane with a monster slam and then Caitlin Clark.
You know there's someone.
Not what we need to see.
Real, if you a hooper, you going to have those moments, man. Get 100%. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
What we don't want is one of these big gargantuan guys touching our sister, fouling the crap out of her, injuring her.
Well,
that's the most important
part. I feel like hoopers know the hard foul situation.
No,
but they can foul who they can.
There's also levels to it, right? Because in the Big Three, one, she's coming in, and a lot of these players are respectfully past their prime, which is why they're in the Big Three.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're old. Not some. Like,
No, there's some that can still ball. Frank Nitti plays at the Drew League. He's an incredible basketball
player. Jordan Crawford, oh my goodness. Come on, steal buckets.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's no NBA players who are choosing to play in the big three.
Jaylen Brown, but we understand what you mean.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
My point is this. That they're playing with a chip on their shoulder, right? And they're not going to be making $5 million a year.
Yeah.
Right. So you're going to be kind of trying to prove a point, I would think, of them.
For sure.
And you're setting yourself up for that if you're hurt. So then what's the risk? Or what is the risk not worth it?
The risk is not worth it.
Unless you pair with an enforcer.
Exactly. Or unless you make institute a rule. Okay, well, whoever's playing Caitlin this week, we have a girl on every team, a woman on every team. That would make more sense and be more inclusive, because then there are no mismatches. There are no.
But you could set a screen and get a, you know.
Okay, yeah, of
set
course
a screen
that,
and you switch off that and it's comes, like, oh boy.
It's still 3-on-3. I feel like there's a billion ways to incorporate women into this, and Caitlin would be a great person to kick it off.
What did you call yourself earlier? The executor?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he just said enforcer, and I was thinking of the nickname that you gave yourself.
No, it's executor, yeah.
Okay.
Because we execution. Did we have, was that on air?
No, it wasn't.
The things we talk about on air and off air kind of blend together, yeah. I don't remember. The Tony Show coming soon.
Yes.
Cool.
And then we were talking about executing that.
You're going to tell people you're executing? Can I show them?
No. We don't want to show them. We don't want to show them. They saw a sneak peek. It's on my Instagram. It's on the Levitard Show Instagram. There's a sneak peek of the theme we're going for. Everybody's invited.
There's a theme?
Yeah.
What's the theme?
It's Tony Show 2.
That's not a theme.
No,
that's not a theme.
That's the birthday party's theme is party.
No.
Like, too bad. Too Tony.
It's... Should I say it or no?
It's a surprise for the audience.
It is.
So you can't reveal the theme.
Is it a surprise that it's good?
Oh. Tony 2, Secret of the Ooze.
Is it like 80s theme?
Yeah,
is like, what are... Like
Red Hot Chili Pepper theme?
It's closer to 80s theme than not.
Is it a phase?
Is it a phase? No, it was more of an era.
Can Tony, 22 and a half. Like decorations for it at Party City.
Ooh, yes. Good question.
If you want, yeah. We didn't really.
And it would be easy for
our budget.
Not gonna do that.
Our budget wasn't really spent on decorations.
You have a budget?
Yeah. This
What's
is a big
budget?
Business, buddy. I don't know what you're doing. This is a big business.
What's your
here.
Budget?
I'm not going to say it. We're not at liberty to say
write
that.
Write it down on the few
my, No, I can't even write it down. My business manager is taking care of that.
Who's
I don't,
that?
Taylor.
Are you a business? Do you have any business acumen?
Of course.
Got a degree.
He's got a
in
degree.
In business?
Dude.
No.
Okay.
Sport administration. Coaching minor.
Nice.
Attaboy.
Coaching minor. What did they teach you in coaching school?
We just went out and played games.
So I had to take a coaching class in college, and it was all we did was watch movies. And they'd be like, so we'd watch Remember Titans. They'd be like, what
Coach
did you do well
you
there?
You didn't have to Coach take Boone. That class.
It was part of my
lessons.
Sports.
A lot of lessons from
my
Coach Boone.
My sports studies double major. It was part of it. And so it was literally like, it was 3 hours every
Hold
Tuesday.
On, what was the major?
Sports studies.
What is that? What does that mean? Sports
I
studies.
I literally did not know when I was signing up. It was the study of sports, but like, so the first, most of it was just like sport and like social issues that relate to sports. Mm-hmm. I had to take like sports of like the 1800s. That sucked. Mm-hmm. That was not a fun class. Like I had to take like Gaelic sports. Mm-hmm. I had to take... some of the classes were cool. Like we had sport and scandal, and so we would just spend weeks on like sports classes, like or scandals. Like we had like a whole week on Tiger Woods and stuff. And that
during the actual thing, like was
well,
that?
No, I'm much younger than that.
When I was in health, my health class, we used to always watch this one movie called Amadeus.
And it
was
Mozart.
Such a classic. It was so fire.
Nothing to do with health, but it makes right. That's one of those classic school things. I took a class called Leisure in Your Life.
Ooh.
I got
a
C.
You took that to heart, though, because you love leisure in your life.
No, I was obviously bad at it. I couldn't figure out how to unwind and relax. They're like, C. You can't figure out how to relax. Mm. Not working out for you so well. I remember one of the assignments was bring in your favorite song.
Oh, that's a great class.
What'd you bring?
I did it. You know, it's a lot harder than you think. It's really hard.
What's
I'm
your
like,
favorite song?
Well, that's the thing. I didn't know. I'm like, crap. I need to pass this class. I can't fail. Leisure in
All
your
right,
life.
Give me
your, that's
everybody,
an embarrassment.
We're going around the table. Everybody's favorite song right now, starting with Billy.
Well, you want me to tell you what my favorite song is, or you want me to tell you what I took?
I want you to tell me what your favorite song is.
I can't answer that question. That's the thing, is I simply cannot tell you what my favorite
Juju
song
Gotti,
is.
Juju got your favorite song. I'll let you filibuster.
It's never gonna very an hard. Fred Flintstone, Twist, and Shawty Low, still got him for the LO.
You got to pick one. You gave me two. I need one.
Fred Flintstone, Twist.
Okay, Taylor.
Rich Baby Daddy. Drink, Sexy Red. I was between that and Kaito.
Lucy?
Dweller on the Threshold by Van Morrison.
Hey.
Which you guys probably don't know. It's so good.
That's so good.
Peg by Steely Dan.
Nice.
You got to pick one, though.
No, I picked Dweller on the Threshold. I threw in another option. You got two, I get two.
Oh, well, yeah.
The Rich, Tony Show, too.
Rich Baby Daddy, huh?
Too Fast, Too Tony.
What's yours?
This is not my exercise. It was for you guys.
What
the hell is that?
You made us do it.
I know.
I still haven't gone yours.
I told you that I can't answer. I'm incapable of making a decision like that.
I know Tony's favorite song.
No,
it's that one song with Bad Bunny.
You get it now. You understand. You want to know what I took in?
Monica?
I took it. Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That's what I said. My favorite song.
Oh my God.
And then we had to play an excerpt of this song for the class, and it was the morning of, and I'm like, I don't have a song to take. What am I supposed to do?
But when you mean take,
I literally
you had
played,
to bring like a CD. Like what,
I don't remember how. I think it was like I played it off my computer or something. I don't remember, but I literally played "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" for the class. And you want to know like the ridiculous thing? Everyone started singing, and we had a bonding moment where everyone's singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" in this class.
Tony's favorite song is that one song, the Bad Bunny. He'd be like,
but that's Monaco, but no, that one's probably my wife's.
What is your question? You had does your wife not know you work? Every single time we're recording, she calls you.
And on top of that, then she'll say, when I get home, you don't work, and I'm like,
answer
me when I was working.
Answer it.
No.
How does your wife have the same reaction to everybody else here? Because like everyone every day is like, Tony, what do you do? And they're like, I come here to work. Yo trabajo. I'm here. Every day I'm here to work. And then we see everyone like
literally
playing
every
around.
Day I'm working.
Right.
Every day you're here, but
I be hanging on my boy. My boy be working, man. Yeah. Tony Brackets.
Thank
my
you.
Boy got the MMA hangout.
Thank you.
My boy tastes food
Thank
around
you.
Miami.
Thank you.
My boy got a lot of other stuff going
Thank
on.
You, Night
he
Live.
Got the Sunday Night Live with
Come
the kid
on.
Himself. Stay tuned. Like, what else do you want him to do? The Tony Show?
Tony Tonight, Tony
Come on.
Show.
The board? The big board?
Yeah, what
Things to Ponder File? Tony's Top
to
5? Like,
here?
What do you need?
Do we do content or do we not do content, Taylor? That's what I want to know.
But good content. Can I tell you something funny that happened to
Damn.
Me this week?
No, you can't. We have 45 seconds.
I haven't been able to track down Stu Gatz yet for God Bless Football. Can't get an answer from him.
I'll do God Bless Football with you too. All right.
Me too. I'm
that, that was not the offer. That's not where this story was going.
That's what it felt like. Everybody around here felt like that's where it was going, right?
No.
He wants me to work. Yeah. He wants me to be on God Bless Football. Perfect.
No. That's not what the ask was. So then I'm like waiting to hear back from him. When are we going to record? How are we going to do this? Whatever, right? And then I'm sitting out there and I hear his voice. He sent a voicemail to you for Tony Brackets.
Do we have that on hand or no? Oh, it's too late.
There's no time. The guy won't answer my calls for the shows he has to do, but then he's doing bits for your shows.
Damn.
And
insane.
That's why we are always working at the Tony Factory. That's
you
it.
Feel me?
That's all we do.
It's a factory.
Yeah, it's a factory. Just like Ross Tucker Pod Factory, the Tony Content Factory is always humming. And then on Fridays, Miller Lite.
Free eBay.